With Hashem's loving grace, welcome to Laser Beams with your host, Laser Brody. Today's podcast is entitled The Last Minute, and it's an emergency message designed to rescue all of us in the final moments before Rosh Hashanah. Jewish law demands that we repent every single day. That includes assessing ourselves and the four stages of confession, expressing remorse, asking for forgiveness, and resolving to do better that constitute the mitzvah of tshuva or penitence. We have to confess for everything we did wrong on every particular day of the year. Few people, they've done that even once a week or even once a month. Now, since penitence is spiritual hygiene and transgressions are like filth on the soul, every day that a person transgresses without doing tshuva is like going to bed without taking a shower. Now, if something like that goes on for days and weeks continuously, then the soul smells pretty bad and it's pushed away from the divine presence. The further away the soul is from the divine presence, the more one's spiritual health deteriorates, and when that happens, the individual becomes a prime candidate for negative emotions and all kinds of troubles in life. On the eve of Rosh Hashanah, many people don't even know where to begin in cleaning themselves up. Often they fall into despair and they just do nothing. Well, a person can't ignore a year's worth of accumulated monetary debts and then hope that the bank manager will be merciful. Well, the same goes for spiritual debts. Even though Hashem is infinitely more merciful than the bank manager, Rosh Hashanah is the day of judgment, where the emphasis is on judgment rather than on mercy. It's no joke. Think of all the people that died this past year from COVID, from car accidents, from natural disasters, and from freak occurrences. Even just the Miami Surfside condo collapse, and then 98 people died. It's no joke. And that was all determined last Rosh Hashanah. Now we're back to square one, right? You don't know where to begin to do tshuva. Worrying about staying healthy and making a livelihood, that's preoccupied everyone ever since COVID-19 reared its ugly head. But don't worry, I've got the best deal in the world for you, co-signed and guaranteed by King David and the Baal Shem Tov. I challenge anyone to try and beat this deal, and I guarantee that it's the best there is. Here it goes. King David in Psalm 121 says that Hashem is your shadow, Hashem Tzilcha. The Baal Shem Tov explains that Hashem acts toward a person the same way that a person acts toward other people. Our sages also teach that if you grab too much, you grab nothing. That means all the people who try to do the last-minute rectification of all the foul-ups they did all year long, they end up correcting nothing. So here's the deal. Right now, in the last few hours, the last few minutes before Rosh Hashanah, or even if you only hear this message before Yom Kippur, make a solemn commitment to yourself that no matter what, you'll judge people fairly, even if they did you harm. Also, promise yourself that you won't say bad about anyone, again, even if they did you harm. Beg Hashem to be with you and to help you guard your tongue. Do the very best you can. This one double commitment of judging people fairly and avoiding slander in any shape or form, it's enough to guarantee that you and your family have an inscription in the Book of Life for a healthy and prosperous new year. So please don't miss this deal. And I'll be honest with you, I get a big fat commission in this deal because I get to see you and your family have the best year of your lives together with the ingathering of the exiles, the coming Mashiach, and our rebuilt Holy Temple in Jerusalem, speeding our days. Amen. God bless.